E te whānau, my brothers and sisters in Christ, our help is in the name of the eternal God who is making the heavens and the earth. Eternal Spirit, flow through our being and open our lips, that our mouths may proclaim your praise. Let us worship the God who loves us. Amen. Amen. Kia ora everyone. It's Alistair here and it's great to be with you, kind of, once again. I want to say a special thank you to the techies and the organisers of these prayer times, and to the crew who are putting this together behind the scenes while still working from home. It's really good to have this time of prayer together. Tonight I've got a couple of Bible readings that have been brought to mind this week. Psalm 94 and Romans 13. Psalm 94 is verses 18 to 22, and it says, "When I said, 'My foot is slipping,' your unfailing love, Lord, supported me. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought me to joy. Can a corrupt throne be allied with you, a throne that brings on misery by its decrees? The wicked band together against the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. But the Lord has become my fortress and my God, the rock in whom I take refuge." And Romans 13, verses 1 to 7. "Let everyone be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. Whoever rebels against this authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. Do what is right, and you will be commended. For the one in authority is God's servant for your good. Therefore it is necessary to submit to the authorities, not only because of possible punishment, but also as a matter of conscience. The authorities are God's servants who give their full time to governing." Amen. I thought these were a couple of strange and unrelated readings to begin with, and I wasn't sure why I had them in mind. But on reflection and given what's going on, I think they're very topical. The term team of 5 million is one that grates me, but it's biblical. We are called together as God's people to be his representatives on earth, being called to be salt and light as one, to be active in the kingdom of God, each one of us, being reliable, trustworthy, and respecting citizens as part of this. We should be respectful and obey the rules. We should be thinking about press announcements, but remember that we probably don't know as much as those in authority, and we probably need to trust more. Dwelling on misinformation and conspiracies and gossiping it to others about them is not who we should be. I need to be trusting and praying for our leaders to be the best that they can be. Being good citizens is about doing our part too. We wear masks, not for ourselves, but for others. We stand in lines to maintain social order. We smile behind masks and we ask how people are. There are hassles with this lockdown, but we've been here before, so we know it'll work out. Let's trust those in authority more and be looking out for ways to be active in the kingdom during this time too. Let's look after ourselves, but let's also look out for our neighbours. And my other thought from the Psalm passage is that we here in New Zealand are incredibly blessed. God is our protector and refuge. But in some places, this is just not the experience of normal, everyday people. Think of Afghanistan. Think of Mozambique. Think of Belarus. Think even of Australia and what they're going through. There are many, many places we need to pray for and people that we need to keep in our prayers. So we're going to pray together now for this nation, for its leaders, but also for places and people overseas. And during this prayer time, there are going to be moments of silence. That's to allow you to pray for those that God has placed in your thoughts, by name or for general localities. So let's pray together. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this world that you created. We thank you that it was perfect. We thank you for all your goodness to us, for the grace that you have given to us when we did not deserve it, for our homes and families, for this country we live in, and the abundance it has, food, wealth, health systems, security. We know that everything is in your sovereign control. Father, we pray for those in authority, for our government, for our police, our military, for our local body councillors, all of whom make decisions for our benefit. Together in quiet, we pray for them, Lord. Lord, we ask you that you would give government leaders the wisdom and the strength to do the right thing by the people. We pray that we would be obedient and mindful of the leading of our government. Help the officials to advise well. Father, we pray for those countries who are struggling or in war or in great distress. We pray against this virus's hold in these places. We pray against fear. We pray against dictatorship, and we pray against violence. In silence now, Lord, we bring our specific prayers. Dear Lord, help us to be strong. Help us to be confident of the future, of walking with you and building up your kingdom here on earth. We thank you, Lord, for your answered prayers already, for the relatively small amount of people that have been affected by this virus here in New Zealand, for the way that we are provided for and for connection with our church family. We thank you for the people out there working for us to deliver good things. Food, law and order, education, health services, for supermarket staff and management, for systems that allow internet and connection between us. Lord, we pray for the future. We do not know what it will look like. It may be the same as before. It may be slow to get things going again. Lord, take away our fear. Take away our anxiety. Give us a sense of purpose for the future. Help us to see opportunity and guide us in our thinking. Help us to see what could be, and help us to be your hands and your feet to bring your kingdom and your will. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. And so now, as we come to the end of our prayer time, we pray for all those we love, for our church family and for ourselves, using the words that Jesus gave us. Please join in, using whatever version you know. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever. Amen. The sun is shining for a reason, people. Go out, breathe, deliver a lamb or a calf, go clean your car, talk to a relative on the phone, but go and do it outside and get some vitamin D while you're at it. Ka kite anō.